Yeah, ability. Well, we'll just recapitulate. Ability, efficiency, and might. Well, I had a lady email me because we were talking about that this ability is not just talking about spiritual things, but even natural things. And one of the testimonies I shared with them is like trying to put up a ceiling fan. And, you know, sometimes they have several screws and you're trying to get all that lined up and you're trying to stand on a ladder, and they're just, after a while, you just feel like throwing the thing out the window. And then finally, you decide to pray. You pray, and you get up there, and it just slips right on. You know, it happens over and over and over again. So anyway, I'd shared that with them in small group. So I get this email, and this lady was trying to put shelves in a closet. And, of course, she was using a screw gun, electric. And she put the screw on the end of it, tried to hold the shelf, and either the screw would fall off, or just as she'd start, it would jump off and make a hole in the sheetrock. And she said, I was ready to cry. She said, I just finally realized I couldn't do it. And then she said, then I remembered your teaching. So she said, I stopped, I prayed, and I asked Jesus to help me. And she said, I went back, put the shelf up, every screw went in perfect. So God wants to help us. The thing is, He has so much available for us, and it's a shame if we don't use it. It's all paid for, and it's all provided for us. If we will call. But sometimes we just forget, unless it just gets totally desperate, or other times it's just bullheaded, you know, I can do it, you know, just more power, you know. But He really wants to help, okay? So we covered that, and so for tonight, another gifting or giftings that I want to talk about is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay. And so Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. Those three are the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And so just kind of hold that in your head as we go along. We'll come back to it. Okay. In Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Okay? So number one is to get wisdom. The number one thing. So you would think out of 365 days a year, maybe one of those days we might spend on wisdom. On 52 sermons a year, you'd think one of them would be preached on wisdom, if it's the principal thing, if it's the primary, if it's the number one thing. I would probably think it would come up. I think I did hear one sermon in my lifetime on wisdom. But wisdom is the principal thing. Okay, so what we want to do is look at the big picture, the overall picture of these three giftings. They all have a natural, in other words, there's natural wisdom, there's natural knowledge that we can glean from just gathering information, and there's natural understanding, okay? And then there is wisdom from above, there is knowledge, that is the gifts of the Spirit, and there is understanding, that is gifting by the Holy Spirit, okay? So you have natural elements of this, and then you have the supernatural elements of these things. Wisdom is the design. It comes out of purpose and need. And so, first of all, there's purpose and need. If it was a natural thing, you would hire an engineer and say, here's what we're wanting to do. Would you design something that would help us to do what we need to do? That's the wisdom, okay? knowledge then is the information about all the elements. Okay? Now, understanding is totally different than what we normally think of understanding. You know, someone's going through hard times. You're going through hard times. If I come over and pat you on the shoulder and I say, well, I understand. You know, it has nothing to do with biblical understanding. Biblical understanding is fitting things together in proper order. It's the actual putting it together. Okay, when God created the universe, Proverbs chapter 8 says wisdom was with God. And so we'll look at that a little bit. God is love. Love has to have an object. You can't just say, I love. So God had to somehow come up with an object of his love. And so wisdom says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to create this universe. And we're going to create an earth. And we're going to put man on the earth. And man will then become the object of your love. So there's wisdom. See. Understanding, and when it talks about then, it says wisdom was with God when he created the universe. The understanding, it says in Scripture, it says, and God did it by understanding. He said, I made everything fit together. Of course, all this is Jesus, because it says, by him all things consist, meaning all things hold together. Everything fits right. Okay. Then we begin to apply all this into our spiritual lives, and we find out that God works all things together for good to those who love him, who are the called according to his purpose. So according to the plan and according to the purpose, and we go through, you know, all kinds of things. If we could ever gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and by the way, knowledge is always tied back to truth. And when we talk about Bible truth, we're always talking about reality. Okay, the same Greek word that translates truth also translates reality. So we're talking here about reality. What is real? So much of what we fear and what we fight doesn't even exist. Yeah. And then the sad part is we don't spend enough time in what is real. Yeah. You talk to people when they're near death, you know, and say, what would you do if you could live your life all over again? And they begin to talk to you about real things. If you'd talked to them 3 months before then, it would all have been frivolous things. One of my friends was, he knew he just had a very short time to live, and he was a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I mean, bought season tickets every year, and you know, so I was just, you know, starting to make conversation with him, and I said, I hear the Chiefs lost. He looked at me and he said, do you think I care? It don't make a bit of difference. I'm out of here, you know. Whether the Chiefs win or don't win or whatever, you know. Isn't it amazing how much stuff goes away when we begin to experience reality? You know, Billy Graham, with all of his success of ministry and all of that, and, you know, they asked him here a while back, what would you do if you could live your life all over again? He said, I'd spent more time in relationships, and I'd spent more time reading my Bible. He said, I got so busy ministering, didn't have time to read my Bible. If I had to do it all over again, I would have read my Bible. You know, it's amazing what, you know, what truth can do. And so our whole kind of thinking tonight is to, let's get lined up with wisdom, with knowledge, and with understanding. Colossians 1:17, I've already quoted it. And he himself existed before all things. And in him, all things consist. That is, they cohere and are held together. in him all things consist. There was a minister who was ministering, and a microbiologist came up to him, and he was just so excited about what the guy had just been teaching. He said, "I want to tell you about laminin. Have you seen the thing on laminin?"
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And of course, the Bible teacher said, "Yeah, that's what I need to know is about laminin." And the guy said, "No, you don't understand. Laminin is a cohesive protein that holds the body together. Without laminin, your body would just come apart." And he said, "I'll email you over, when you get back home, I'm going to email you a picture of laminin." And so he emails him this picture, and he said, "I couldn't believe it.
It's the cross."
It was the cross. Oh, they got to look at it. It was something about the creation of the universe. And of course, they've talked for a long time about a black hole. And anyway, the Hubble telescope finally got a picture of this black hole. And that exact same pattern is in the black hole. So understand, are you starting to understand that God put everything together? He did it by wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So Exodus 31, verse 3, talking about a particular individual here. And he said, "I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge of all manner of workmanship." In other words, he's just talking about natural things here. Talking about how to work with gold and how to work with wood and how to work with... He said, but I did it. I put my spirit of understanding in him, Exodus 35, 31. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. Okay, so let's go back then to wisdom. In Proverbs 16:16, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver." So everything we consider precious, he's saying, now wisdom and understanding are more precious than these things. Proverbs 8, verses 10 and 11. "Receive my instruction in preference to striving for silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For skillful and godly wisdom is better than rubies or pearls, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Somebody ought to write a song about that. Yeah, we sang that a lot. Proverbs 3:19. "The Lord," going back to what we were talking about, the fastening, everything, "the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens." So if you have a computer, go on to website crazylovebook.com. This guy, what he does, he'll just start out and show a landscape of the earth. And then he backs up and shows larger until you can actually see the earth. And he backs up until you can see the sun, the moon, and the earth. Then he backs up until you can see the Milky Way. And, you know, of course, by then the earth is just a dot. Then he backs up till you can see our galaxy. Then he backs up till you can see the other galaxies. Then he keeps backing up until our galaxy, which is millions of light years across, is just a dot among the galaxies. It says, God, by wisdom, established. When we were down in Alabama, we were watching a video, and this scientist was talking about it, and he was saying, we don't even know how important, for instance, the other stars are out there. But the gravity of Earth is so strong that if all of that wasn't out there pulling us the other direction, we couldn't even lift our hands. Our hands would be too heavy. Gravity would have us stuck to the ground. And here's all of this. And God did, He planned all of that. By wisdom, He did everything that we would need for life and godliness and put it all together perfectly. Scientists tell us if the Earth was 3 miles closer to the sun, on average, because it varies all the time, but if on average, if it was 3 miles closer to the sun, we would burn up. And 3 miles further away, we would freeze. And He put it all perfect. We just have summer, winter, you know, spring, fall. You know.
About that way.
Winter seemed to be lasting. This global warming is about to freeze me to death. Okay, Jeremiah 51:15. He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom and stretched out the heaven by His understanding. So, talking about how He puts everything together, coming back to Jesus who said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I am reality, and I am the life. You know me, you know the Father. We're filled with knowledge of Jesus Christ, and by that knowledge, we have knowledge of the Father. We're being gifted the gifts of the Spirit, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, discernment, all of these things come by giftings. What if we had knowledge so that we knew truth about everything? So we could just see everything exactly the way God sees it. We saw people, we saw events, we saw circumstances. What if we saw everything as God sees it? I said so many of our fears, remember in the Old Testament, the prophet and his servant was, he thought they were going to be done under because the armies had totally surrounded them. But the prophet wasn't concerned. And he said, oh, Father, why don't you open his eyes so he can see too? And all of a sudden he could see all the angels. All of a sudden he didn't have any fear either. What if we could see? What if we could know? What if Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life? And what if the way, the truth, and the life lived inside of us? All fear would be gone. All the things that seemed to defeat us. Jesus would always, with his disciples, he was always, he had this phrase, O ye of little faith. King James there, I threw a little ye in there. O ye of little faith, why do you fear? O ye of little faith, why do you doubt? O ye of little faith, why do you reason? All three of them would be wiped out if we had wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In other words, Jesus wasn't caught off guard because a storm came up. He was asleep, so they didn't catch him off guard. And not only that, he knew all about it. Not only that, he knew the Old Testament scripture, or two of them, that said, the winds and the waves will obey you. He just got up and said, hush, and perfect peace. Because he knew. What if we knew? What if we knew? What if we could see? The thing is, it's all available to us. And God will open our eyes so that we can see, so that we can know. In fact, as we can, as the scripture says, know even as we are known. I think God kind of knows who we are, and He wants us to know who He is. Just being able to participate with God in all these things. James 3:17, probably one of the more quoted verses about wisdom. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, it is courteous, it's considerate, it's gentle, it is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruit. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubt, wavering, and insincerity. The Amplified puts, coming off of the Greek words there, it goes ahead and puts all the definitions in. But wisdom from above is first of all pure or undefiled. That'd be enough right there. What if everything that we're looking at was free from getting mixed up in defilement, our selfishness, our preconceived notions, and all the things that mess us up? We were talking about the kids, you know, working at McDonald's and coming home late. You know, the fact is they were perfectly safe, but your mind sees them in a ditch, and you know, having a car wreck, you know, and all the worries and all the fears and all of these things come. And the fact is they're okay. How we act or the decisions we make, which is what wisdom is there for, is to help us to make right decisions. We end up making bad decisions because of bad information and not having pure wisdom. So wisdom and knowledge, all these things, and by the way, they all three work together. You can't pull them apart and have a complete picture. You have to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, or the actually implementing there. When he says, I am the life, it's the actual implementing of all the spirit things that God intended when he got that hunk of dirt and breathed life into it. And Peter said it this way, that he's provided everything we need for life and godliness. Jesus lived a natural, supernatural life. He needed food just like we did. He needed just what we need, and yet it was all provided for him. Sent the disciples out and said, go out there. Don't take anything with you. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, you know. And cast out demons, and they did, and they came back, and he said, now did you lack anything? They said, nothing, Lord. And so what if we could live that way? What if we could see what Jesus saw? I was watching the PGA golf tournament, and God was teaching me all these things, and you know, on a Sunday afternoon, and I take a nap, and I wake up, and then you know, I'm sitting there watching, and of course, Tiger Woods is playing, but he's losing pretty bad. But I was so interested in the whole process because people are always asking me about discipleship. I have individuals coming to me for discipling, and so I disciple them. And Jesus had disciples. He was trying to train them in all of these things. It is so interesting because if you would compare playing golf to our natural lives, let's say you decide that you want to go play golf and you want to be good at it, so you hire a pro, someone to teach you, and you tell them, now here's how I want to play, and I want to be able to do this way, and I want to, you know what they'll tell you? Go home, you don't need me. You know, the only way they'll let you hire them is if you say, I don't know how to play. Would you teach me how to play? And that's where we need to be right now. We need to say, God, we don't know how to do all this stuff. Yeah. But we need for you to, if we already know, he don't need to teach us. Okay? If we can already do it all ourselves, we don't need him. So you have a golf pro, they hire a caddy. Well, a caddy doesn't just haul the clubs around. They're there constantly figuring and everything. And then they hire a coach. Now, the guy that won, not last Sunday, but the week before, had changed coaches. And the coach had made some adjustments. Now, the interesting thing is that the coach can't play as good as the player, and yet he's coaching him. And the caddy can't play as good as the player. And yet he's figuring for him, handing him the right club and doing all. And so the guy playing can't play anywhere near as good as they could without a coach and a caddy and a trainer. See? So when I'm discipling someone, I intend for them to pass me up. I intend for them. Oh, by the way, Jesus, I think, said something about that. He said, the things I do, you will do, and greater than these will you do, because I go to my Father. He said, if I go to the Father, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit's going to come this gifting. And in these giftings, you're going to do greater things than I do. And so, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the wisdom, He is the knowledge, and He is the understanding. He is the truth. See, He's the reality of all of this. And He's now, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit who will guide you into all reality. You're going to be able to see things you can't see. The things that you're going to be doing are far beyond human capability, because it's going to be supernatural. You're going to know things, and you're going to make decisions and go in directions that you never even thought about. And you're going to get there, and everything's going to work together good. Understanding. I'm going to put all this together. And so for me, it's just fun. It's not only fun for me to live in this every day, but it's fun to get all these emails and testimonies of person after person after person saying, I don't know how he did it, but he just put it all together. And oh, here we are out here just kind of bumbling along. And here he is just working and, you know, putting things together. Wow. You know, when we're all done, it's like, wow. You know, if I would have known he was going to do all of that, I would have never worried. I wouldn't have strained my brain so hard trying to figure it out. It all goes back then to trusting. You have to trust the coach. You have to trust the trainer. You have to even trust the caddy. Because if you don't trust, you'll never move beyond where you are. My prayer for myself is, Lord, deliver me from the prison of the lesser realm. Lord, deliver me from the prison of the lesser realm. No reason for me to continue to live in a lesser realm when God has so much available. The thing is that we've all had these wonderful experiences. That God's got it all planned out perfectly. That the wisdom is a perfect wisdom. That the knowledge is a perfect knowledge. The understanding will get it all together exactly right. The workmanship. We are His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. What if we really, really knew that? What if we could see that? And we can. That's the whole point of the lesson, is we can. But we have to stop long enough. We can't say, now, coach, here's how I want to play. You have to let him watch your swing and say, I think if you would do this instead of this, and then just by watching, that he could take us by instructing us. And of course, the beautiful thing, when you bring it into the spirit natural realm here where we are in everyday living, is that God wants to apply this stuff in our everyday lives and cause us to live far better than anything we've ever imagined. In the Amplified Bible, Ephesians, it said that He will do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
Now unto Him who, by in consequence of the action of His power that is at work within us, is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. So be it.
Wow! Read it again.
Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So be it.